Proclamation number 6899 of 21st of August, 1957. God's unusual workings in the end time. I can only ever instruct you and make my will known to you. But I cannot force you to accept these instructions or to fulfill my will if I don't want to endanger your perfection. Therefore I cannot give you even clearer evidence that it is I who speaks to you, which would only mean compulsory faith for you. I can only ever give you the one advice to turn to your Father yourselves if you acknowledge Him and to ask Him to always let you think and act right. Thus you must completely hand yourselves over to your God and Father and only allow Him to rule and also be willing not to oppose His divine guidance. I only require your will, which you should completely subordinate to me. If I possess this, you will truly no longer be able to think and judge wrongly. The surrender of your will is also the simultaneous relinquishment of all resistance against me. But then you will also recognize the Father's voice when He speaks to you. I will truly not advise you to do anything which suggests satanic influence, and if only you honestly give an account of it, you will only ever have to recognize and acknowledge the divine teaching of love as the content of my revelations. But if you take offense at teachings which were hitherto unknown to you, then bear in mind that humanity is close to its end. Consider that I therefore still use many means to save it from ruin. One such means is also the transmission of knowledge which is intended for those who only let their intellect speak, who are no longer able to muster childlike faith because my pure teaching was interspersed with misguided teachings which aroused their will to reject, who want to grasp and think everything through with their intellect and who therefore have to be offered food which can appear acceptable to them if only they are of good will. Consider that I also take care of all people in order to still help them before the end. Bear in mind that my love applies to all people and that I try everything to win them over for me, but that my adversary also rages mercilessly in the lost days because he knows that he does not have much time left. Thus, through his satanic activity alone he also causes an unusual influx of grace on my part. And I truly know which gifts of grace can still save you humans. I truly know what every individual person needs. But you don't know, and you are easily inclined to believe that you can determine me in my working. For you do so as soon as you deem divine revelations to be concluded and thus, as it were, impose a limitation on me which, however, does not correspond to my perfect nature, which knows no limitation. Anyone who believes in me can consider himself blessed, for his path to me is no longer far. But I also want to lead those who still dwell in the distance to faith, and therefore I let them look into it a little deeper than you others need to. But you can be certain that I want to be a father to all my living creations and therefore want to clarify their relationship with me as long as they have not yet found a connection with me. Only little faith is to be found amongst people in the last days. But no one suspects what consequences this lack of faith will have when the end has come. But I know about the dreadful fate of those who experience the end immaturely, who have not gained a glimmer of knowledge. And they have mercy on me. Can you not understand that I take care of them, that I still try to save what is possible, that I resort to means which were not necessary until now? and I have also predicted this unusual relief action. I have pointed out that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, that my spirit will guide you into truth. I have further told you that the mystery of creation will be opened before you, that my own do not need a teacher, because I myself teach them. Jer 31:33-35. You will not be able to prove me wrong if you read the scriptures with an enlightened spirit, but you will not be receptive to deeper knowledge as long as your spirit is not awakened. The voice of the spirit is my voice, and the voice of the spirit reveals me to myself. And if I now want to save those wretched creatures, I myself must speak urgently to them. But they are unable to hear my voice, and therefore I have to make use of a mediator. I have to speak through his mouth. But what I have to say to each individual person, what can still be a blessing for each individual person, that must be left to me alone, and you should not demand any reason or evidence for it either. Instead, you should be content with the fact that the adversity of the end time and my infinite love is the simplest reason for it. But I will gladly answer your question confidentially addressed to me myself, because I don't want any of my children to be troubled by doubts or to think wrongly either. Because I love all of you who want to be mine, and therefore will not close my ear to any confidential request. Amen.